Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The 2017 Indiana baseball season came to a conclusion yesterday afternoon in Lexington, Kentucky, after the Hoosiers were defeated by the host Wildcats 14-9 in the NCAA Regionals. Remember, it's a double elimination tournament, and the Hoosiers' weekend started off on the wrong foot. Indiana had a 5-4 lead late against North Carolina State, but an eighth-inning home run tied that game, and the Wolfpack went on to beat the Hoosiers in extra innings in almost a five-hour ball game on Friday night. The final score, 7-6. Indiana rallied and rebounded on Saturday afternoon, coming back to beat the Ohio Bobcats. Logan Sowers knocked out three home runs to give Indiana a boost offensively. The Hoosiers won that game 11-2. The Hoosiers and Wildcats got together for the second time in a month. Indiana lost the first game, but with less on the line back in early May. But the one factor that was consistent, the same pitcher. And Indiana saw yesterday Zach Thompson. As the freshman struck out 10 Hoosiers back in early May, he pitched seven innings yesterday and struck out seven more. Indiana starter Cal Krueger gave up one in the top of the first, but the Hoosiers rallied immediately. The first pitch Tony Butler saw in the bottom of the first, he smacked over the wall for a solo home run to tie the game. The bad news for Hoosier fans, that was Indiana's last run until the seventh inning. That time, the Wildcats led 10-1. The Hoosiers didn't quit, though. In the bottom of the ninth, they did score five runs to make the final score 14-9. Seniors Craig Didelo, Tony Butler, and Austin Cangelosi all had two hits on the day, and they all had home runs. Junior Logan Sowers added to his weekend total as he hit his fourth in two games. Indiana bows out of the NCAA tournament. Reds on the radio tonight hosting the Cardinals. Marty Brenneman's pregame at 7 p.m. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The IHSAA Boys and Girls State Track and Field Meet was this weekend at the Robert C. Hall Track Complex right here in Bloomington. And the North Cougars of Justin Helmer, the boys, finished in the top 10, placing ninth on the back of Logan Calvin, second place in the shot put, and third place in the discus. The Cougars also had scoring points from the 4x400-meter relay team of Isaiah Knight, Kobe Sterner, Will Jones, and Antonio Dahlman, as their second best time in school history was good enough for fifth place. The South Panthers had two medalists as well, as Caleb Budd took home third place in the 110-meter hurdles, breaking the school record set in 1980 by Dave Volse. Caleb went 14:22 to set the new mark. Jacob Correa provided the other South Panther medalist as he placed eighth in the pole vault. The girls went on Saturday, and they were led by Norse Grace Williams. Her seventh place finish in the 3200 saw her take home all state honors. And Dontrice Barbie also scored points. She finished ninth place in the shot put. Mick Hammett's Edgewood Mustangs had a tough Jasper semi-state on Saturday afternoon. They ran into number one New Palestine, and their season ended after the Dragons knocked out 18 hits and 16 runs. 16-0 in five innings was the final there. North doubles team Izzy Flynn and Lillian McAfee, they couldn't advance out of the Bedford doubles regional. They fell to Christian Academy 6-4 and 6-4. The Bloomington South boys golf team, the Panthers, won their fourth straight sectional at IU's golf course, beating Bedford North Lawrence and Bloomington North. All three of those teams will advance to Thursday's regional at Champions Point. South's Joe Weiler defeated teammate Tanner Shapiro in the three-hole playoff to take home medalist honors. Reds on the radio tonight. St. Louis is in town. Marty Brenneman's pregame starts at 7 p.m. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.